Hare Krishna. Brahmaji, in his prayers to Krishna, says, "My dear Lord, to the Putana who disguised us as your devotee, practically everything that you have, and you've given yourself to her. What more is left with you to give to your devotees in Vrindavan who have practically given up everything?" And in that connection he is saying, Tanaya Pranashayaha Tvatkrite. He is saying, people who have given their dham is the house. People who have given up their house for you. Artha is the wealth. Suhrad are the relatives. Friends, their friends. Priya are the relatives. Atma means their own body. Tane means their children. And prana means their very life, air. And ashayaha means the desires and their minds. So all these things Vijayavasis have given it to you, which means their house, their wealth, their relatives, their friends, their life air, their minds, their desires, their children. In this way they have sacrificed everything for you. What more is left with you to give them? He is asking. So in this way Brahma is glorifying the devotees of Vrindavan, Vajabhasis, for their complete absorption in Krishna. It is said for the Vajabhasis, when Krishna goes for tending the cows into the forest, it would appear as if the sun has come to set. Because when the sun is the most prominent object in the sky, but when the sun sets, then everything becomes gloomy. Similarly, for the parents of Krishna and others, when Krishna goes to forest, they would feel as if there is no substance in their lives. There is nothing else to do. So their eyes would follow Krishna and Balram and the cowherd boys and the cows and calves as far as they could reach. Because considering themselves to have no other object for meditation other than Krishna. And Krishna also would consider that when I enter into the forest of Vrindavan, then all my devotees become sad in their minds. So instead of making them sorrowful, let me carry their minds with me. Keeping this in his mind, Krishna would carry their minds with him when he would go into the forest. So in this way, the Vrijabhasis led a life of complete Krishna conscious absorption. So Brahmaji says, Tavad ragadayastena tavad kara griham griham tavad mohongri nigado yavad krishnana tejanaha. One who does not become a devotee like this Vrijabhasis, after giving their example, he says, one who does not become a Krishna devotee like this, he says, for such a person, all his desires remain thieves, and his home becomes a prison, and all the loving tidings with relatives and friends that become like foot shackles that keep him entangled in this world. And that is why, in order for one to break free from these things, one should become a Krishna devotee, he says. Why? Because the desires in our heart are called as thieves. Even by many other devotees, they are called as thieves because kamaha krodhascha lobhascha dehe tishtanti daskaraha jnana ratna apaharaya tasmat jagrata jagrata. It is said one should be extremely careful with the kama, krodha, lobha and all these things because they are thieves in the body. They steal away our wealth of Krishna consciousness. So one should safeguard one's valuable jewel of Krishna consciousness by not allowing that to be stolen by these thieves. So we find that our desires become thieves, stealing away our Krishna consciousness and carrying our mind to the world of material desires. That is why he says the desires remain thieves. And his home becomes a prison, he says. Why? There are many wealthy people who have a huge gate with the slogan "Beware of dogs." So they can never associate with saintly persons. Never, they can never taste Krishna consciousness. So the very home has put them under house arrest. And in this way they are not able to get out of the bondage of home to reach out to the holy places and the holy devotees to awaken their Krishna consciousness. So in the same way, our body is also like a home. If you are sitting inside this body without elevating our consciousness to Krishna, then we are also like those wealthy people who are remaining very content in their own homes, not ready to come out. And he says, Tavad Mohongri Nigado. The whole world is submerged in material love affairs, the society, friendship and love. And they are the foot shackles. Like in the forest, they put buckles to catch the lion or the tiger. Once the legs are caught, the animal is caught and he cannot escape. Similarly, the worldly love keeps us tightly bound to this world. And we are completely forgetful of Krishna and the Krishna Loka. Absorbed in the so-called exchanges of illusory love in this world. So Brahmaji is giving a warning. One should become like a Yavat Krishna Te Janaha. One should become like the Vrajavasis who are 24 hours absorbed in seeing Krishna and touching Krishna and remembering Krishna and holding Krishna in their minds and constantly. And in such Krishna conscious absorption, they have broken free from all these kinds of ties of desires, their own home and their relatives and friends. Because every Vrajavasi, they loved Krishna more than their own child, more than their own husbands, more than their own family members and relatives and everyone. So Srila Prabhupada established this Krishna Consciousness Society, as Prabhupada says, in order to help people to taste the nectar of Krishna Consciousness even while living in the heart of the city, surrounded by so many types of circumstances, still one can absorb oneself in reciting Srimad Bhagavatam and absorbing one's consciousness exactly like the Vrajavasis were absorbed. They were doing all their external duties just for the namesake, but their heart was always united with the remembrance of Krishna. So as Brahmaji is saying how the Vrajavasis gave everything, including their own existence, to Krishna and could remember Krishna constantly. Similarly, one has to give one's heart to Krishna to remember Krishna. Otherwise, we give all the external things to Krishna and we keep our heart in material things. And that will not help at all. Because Krishna wants only the heart. And we give only everything else. That is why we cannot remember Krishna. Krishna says, you keep everything else with yourself. You give me only your heart. And we give all the external things to Krishna. So, of course, Vrajavasis gave both. They gave their everything and they gave their heart also. They never thought they had any independent existence other than loving and serving Krishna. So, this Krishna Janmashtami Utsav we are celebrating in this coming 3 days, beginning from today. It's very important that every devotee is intelligent to absorb one's time, one's energy, one's thinking process, remembrance, everything in Krishna. Actually, even when you come to the temple and look at the deities, you cannot love Krishna unless you have read and or heard about Krishna from the great devotees like Prabhupada and Acharyas. One has to hear, one has to read, one has to contemplate and remember and gradually absorb one's mind and fond remembrance of Krishna and take away one's mind from the worldly activities. And this is not done overnight. It has to be done gradually, systematically, And then when one goes in front of the deities of Krishna, one will feel great love. It's possible. Otherwise, when one looks at the deities, one gets so many other thoughts in the mind. One cannot actually remember Krishna. That's why Prabhupada has given all these wonderful books and purports to help us, to aid us to come to that kind of remembrance. Because we are not spontaneous devotees to remember Krishna always like Prabhupada. But great devotees make it easy for us. They have given us their purports. So, by reading them, reciting them, remembering them, repeating them for our sake and for others' sake, one can very easily remember Krishna. The goal of life is that. So this Janmashtami function has many things. We are going to have Abhishek, we are going to have over 1 lakh people coming, huge crowds of people coming because we are in the city and all the people are going to come. Many people come only once in a year to the temple. But through this hustle and bustle, through this rush, crowd, through the noisy atmosphere, much behind all these things, in the heart of hearts in our consciousness, we should remember Krishna as Prabhupada has taught us through his purports by chanting the holy names. Harinam Prabhu ki.